Welcome everyone to the 8th District Victims' Rights Committee. We're meeting February 3rd, 2026. In attendance, we have Katie Fox from the state. My name is Mike Carrington. I'm the chair of the committee. We have Lindsay Garlick, Travis Tucker, Mark Watkins, and Damon Thomas. I believe that leaves Stephen Foote is excused from attending, as well as Steve Labrum and Monica Guyman are not present. So we'll go ahead and get started. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes from the August 18th, 2025 meeting? If there are no changes, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
There's a misspelling in my name, but other than that, the minutes look fine.
Can you tell me where it's at and I'll change it?
Under review of complaints two,
Okay.
an extra K in Lindsay Garlick at the
Okay,
bottom.
I will take that out.
Okay. I would motion to approve the minutes with changes.
We have
I'll
a second.
second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. The minutes have been approved. Moving on to the review of complaints, we have a complaint from MB that was filed December 30th, 2025. Has everyone had a chance to review the complaint from MB? I understand that he does mention the district attorney for Duquesne. I believe that that's referring to whoever the county attorney was that was assigned out of Ms. Foote's office. Is anybody aware which prosecutor was over that case?
It's Stephen's case.
Okay. It is Stephen's case. I did pull it up, and I wanted to make sure because I know that Stephen was initially on it. Tyler Allred is the current prosecutor, but I believe during the time that it was complained about that it was Stephen's. I know that they just right around the new year, and Lindsay, you're going to know more, and as well as Sheriff Tucker, that was about the time when Tyler started prosecuting. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I believe the complaint primarily regards Stephen. So I looking at it, it does look like there's at least a prima facie a case made that there was a violation of the victim's right to be informed about process and case status, decision making. What was everybody else's impression?
I was really confused because he actually states that he's reached out to a victim advocate and made appointments, and that's not my office. So I'm confused as to what that is.
We have no idea whether or not he's actually reached out to anybody. I guess from my perspective that it sounds like a good one for us to bring him in, have a hearing, and be able to ask exactly what happened. Because there wasn't a whole lot of information there other than just a blanket claim that I haven't heard from anybody.
Yeah, just for the committee's knowledge, he did email me on Friday stating that he still hadn't heard from a prosecutor or a victim advocate. And so I did let him know of this meeting today, letting him know that we would just be preliminarily discussing. I did send the link in case he wanted to join since it's a public meeting. I haven't seen him want to join yet, but I did update him from the court docket just when the next hearing is scheduled and when the next trial is, and that there was a note that the trial date may change. So I gave him that information and gave him the link to this meeting, but looks like he hasn't joined.
I think it's going to be challenging because this case is set for trial in April, and I don't know that Stephen's office is going to be able to give us much information while it's still being adjudicated.
That's fair too. I suppose it's up to them to decide whether or not giving information about their communication with the victim would compromise the trial on any level, and so we can defer to him on whether he wants to give us that input. To as a group, I Katie, what's the statutory timeline on having a hearing? I understand that we had to have this preliminary meeting within a certain time frame, but as far as actually having the hearing, what does that look like?
There, the next obligation is for the chair to notify the victim of a decision within 30 days. So there's no timeline of when we would need to meet again. And there's nothing prohibiting under statute for the prosecutor or the victim to talk about an ongoing or a pending case, whether or not that would compromise a case. But I've had many prosecutors' offices give input while the case is still pending.
Any other input on whether or not this is worthwhile to have a hearing on and to maybe vet out a little bit more with some statements and input from both the complainant and the respondent? Are there any motions on how to proceed?
Trying to be very careful. I would love to see what evidence he has, or like have him come talk to us. As far as I know, the defendant hasn't been offered any deals because that's not what the victim wanted. And so I'm reading that she's been offered many deals and postponed the court dates multiple times as part of his complaint. So I'd like to know where he's getting his information or what information he has.
Yeah, it could be just a communication issue with a person that's filling in the gap, perhaps in a way that's inappropriate, and we can find that out through vetting it a little bit more. I heard somebody else chiming in. Maybe I didn't. With that though, Lindsay, are you open to having a hearing where you decide to make a statement and we can ask some questions?
I think that'd be great.
Okay. Do you, is that a motion?
Oh, it's a motion.
Sounds good. Does anybody second that motion?
I can second that.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Sounds good. We have a motion and a second. That motion being to hold a hearing pursuant to statute to gain input from both the complainant and the respondent, and to perhaps ask some additional questions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Any opposed to that? Okay. The motion is unanimous. Katie, if you don't mind, if we schedule a date at this point, and if you don't mind taking that opportunity, because I know that you're pretty busy with your schedule, but if does that typically work best for this group if we do that here while we're all together, or if he sends out a notice where we tell our availability.
I think let's take a stab and see if we can do it together here, because that's a little bit easier.
Sounds good.
But
Katie, do you mind just leading that discussion?
yeah, so I propose we want to give the prosecutor's office a few weeks to respond. So if we could look at something the week of March 9th, so that would be after the legislative session is complete on the 6th. Is anyone available in the afternoon on Thursday the 12th?
I'm available every day but Thursday.
Okay. Let's see. What about Tuesday the 10th?
I can't do the 10th.
Okay. What about the 11th? Jamin, does that work for you?
I can make the 11th work.
Okay. Anyone else? Like, should we do an afternoon? Does that work okay? Like 3 o'clock on the 11th?
That works for
Okay.
me.
Okay. I
Yeah,
will
that
send out
should be fine.
perfect. I will send out a calendar invite for March 11th at 3 o'clock.
Okay, and then sounds good. And then, Katie, I'll go ahead and draft the letters then, unless you suggest otherwise, to both the complainant and the respondent. I'll just send you a copy, and I'll just go ahead and mail them myself if that works.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. With nothing else on the agenda, or is there any other business? Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, I was
Second.
going to say, no one's going to jump on that. I'll second it also. So,
Sounds good. All in favor?
bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all. Appreciate your
Thank
time.
you.
Have a good day.